We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's the money song. Money song. We're at Hooters. And if things could get better, it would be to add a little gambling into the mix.
I'm sure we are.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. That song signifies Rob Pizzola, professional gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I always remind you, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking a little gambling. And like I said, we are out live for the tournament at Hooters on Coral Way in Miami. We'll be here till 6. Tomorrow, we will be at the Hooters in Hialeah. We hope you'll stop by and say hi. But now we say hi to Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I mean, I enjoy this time of year. Basketball going on all day long. This to me is one of the best times of the year. So I'm doing pretty good right now.
I always picture, and I think I've asked you this before, but I picture I always think that you're gambling in a basement, because I think you've told us that you redid your basement using not Bitcoin, but whatever they call that.
Cryptocurrencies.
I picture, because Hooters have this very unique look of the wood paneling, I always picture that to be where you're located right now. Is that anywhere near the truth?
It's not near the truth. I mean, that's sort of, the basement is my man cave. That's where I watch all my games. I have a projector down there. I have multiple TVs. So that's sort of where I get in the zone when I'm actually watching games. But for the most part, when I'm actually working and handicapping and running my models, I do have an office in my house, which I work out of, which also has a TV. And that's sort of where I'm at right now when I'm taking this call. So, no, I mean, it sounds like you're describing like a ski lodge type of thing.
Yeah.
Where my basement with the wood, that's not really what it looks like.
Is there any wood paneling in your house?
There is no wood paneling in my house.
All right,
no.
Okay.
I have a very modern home, a very modern home.
And, Rob, we're sitting around and we have 4 or 5 games on. We're casually watching, you know, games. Like, do you stop games when other games are going on? Because you really have to analyze this stuff. You got to break it down.
It's tough to do. It's hard to focus my interest right now with a bunch of different games happening at once. A lot of what I do is mathematical, though, so it's not really the eye test. I don't really need to watch games to be able to bet on them. I just like to enjoy the sweat as I watch them every now and then. So, I mean, it's not that hard, really. I mean, if I didn't have a TV or no cable, no access to watching these games, I'd still be able to bet exactly the way I do right now. So it's more of it's different from a fan perspective, I guess you'd say.
By the way, in the issue of fairness, I should let everyone know you gave us 4 losers last week. I always sing your praises when you give us winners. You gave us 4 losers.
It's true. It's more losers than Falero's high school reunion.
What? What was that for? So nice to be on the phone, man.
That is as quick and cutting a response as I've ever heard. That is just, well, I'm not going to focus on your losers anymore, Pizzola. I want to hear a little bit about your high school reunion, Falero.
No.
That is excellent, man. Now, do you do brackets, Pizzola? Do you only gamble on games, or do you fill out brackets?
I fill out brackets, but I'm not a big fan of brackets in general. I'm in a couple of bracket pools every single year. One is a really large one with a huge pot for first place. One is about a dozen guys that grew up together. In terms of filling out a bracket, I mean, it's mainly game theory. It's a lot different than just picking spreads on games or picking totals on games. There's a lot more strategy involved. I'm not a big fan of it just because it's a pretty time-consuming process for something that just doesn't pay much dividends for me. But, yes, and, you know, the long answer to your question is, yes, I'm still a fan. I still do fill one out.
And when you're breaking the games down mathematically, like you said, if you could only look at 3 stats, we'll put it that way, only 3 stats, what are those 3 stats to go into a NCAA game?
Well, most importantly, you're going to want to look at the pace of the game. So the pace of both teams, whether you think it's going to be a fast or slow game, the faster the game, the more advantageous it is for the favorite. The slower the game, the more advantageous it is for the underdog, because you want less possessions if you're the worst team. So you definitely want to look at pace. Then you're going to want to look at some sort of shooting metric, whether it be effective field goal percentage or true shooting percentage, something like that. And then you have to evaluate the defense as well. So there's just a lot that goes into it. It's not strictly three metrics. I'd say those are the three most important, but you have to take a million things into account, essentially.
Rob Pizzola is with us. He is a professional sports gambler. You can find him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Mathematically speaking, I remember you did not love the Miami Heat to make the playoffs, but they've won three in a row. They look good in that eight seed. Have your odds on the Heat making the playoffs changed at all?
They have. I mean, last time we talked, I think I said they were about 45% to make the playoffs. Right now I have them at roughly 54%. So in about a week's span, they've gained 9%, almost 10% over the course of the past week. So now I'd say they're more likely to make the playoffs than unlikely. But these things change after every game. The probability of every single game, the probability is going to change after every single game that's played. So these can fluctuate drastically just even after one loss, one win for the Magic. It's pretty close to a coin flip right now, and it's going to be an interesting race.
Now the Panthers, now they're not in the playoff race, but the Panthers host the Coyotes tonight at the BB&T Center. Any action on that game?
I don't have any action on it. At this point in the season, I really need a big edge to be able to play a game. The Panthers, to me, there was kind of like a slight glimmer of hope for a second there, but they've lost back-to-back games now. They're 8 points back of the last playoff spot. They'll have to leapfrog two teams in front of them. I'm not sure what the guys in the dressing room think. Like, do they realize they have a chance? Do they think they're toast? It's so difficult to bet on hockey in this time of the year. I prefer to bet on games where I know that both teams are motivated going in. If it was just a regular game, I would lean to the Panthers, but there's just too many unknowns for me to bet it.
All right, now the tournament is going on. We're at Hooters. We're watching all the games. So on Tuesday night, we won some money on Fairleigh Dickinson. They played Prairie View. We had Fairleigh Dickinson minus two. They play tonight. They are 27-point underdogs to Gonzaga, who's one seed. And we've got a little emotional attachment now to Fairleigh Dickinson. I love that number three, Jenkins. He took over that game with 10 minutes to go. Is there a side you have tonight on Fairleigh Dickinson and Gonzaga?
There is not. These are typically the types of games that I like to avoid. So these 1 versus 16, the 2 versus 15 matchups, these are really big spreads, like you just mentioned, 27-point underdogs. There's just so much more variance in those games. Gonzaga doesn't care if they win by 10 points. They don't care if they win by 40 points. They just want to win to advance. I have no idea what their player rotations are going to look like later in the game when they're up by double digits. I have no idea what Fairleigh Dickinson is going to do if they're down 30 points midway through the second half. Are they going to keep playing starters? Do they give everyone a chance to see the court in a real NCAA tournament game? I have no idea. So unless I have a huge edge in these games, I don't touch them. I have not been involved with any of the big spreads so far in this tournament.
Okay. Tournament obviously is underway. Can you give us three tournament bets for this weekend that you absolutely love? Maybe they're for today and tomorrow, weekend, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'll give you one for tonight and then two for tomorrow. So Villanova is playing St. Mary's tonight. It's a 6 versus 11 matchup. I hate giving out picks after a line has moved significantly. St. Mary's was a 6.5-point underdog at one point this week. They're now only a 4-point underdog. But I really like the matchup for St. Mary's. I think this game is very close to a coin flip. Villanova's a good team, but they're nowhere near what they were the last couple of years. Personally, I don't even think they're a top 30 team in basketball this year. And people always talk about how the Big East, they don't really have any bad teams. That's true. They also have no powerhouses. Marquette was the best team in the conference. I have them ranked 28th in the country. So, yes, St. Mary's played a bunch of cupcakes in the West Coast Conference this year, but they beat Gonzaga on a neutral court. They only lost to LSU and Mississippi State, both by 4 on a neutral court, and both of those teams are very, very good. So I don't see much separating these two teams. I think this is a game that's going to come down to the wire. I like St. Mary's plus 4 tonight.
All right, what else you got for us?
Okay, on to tomorrow. So 5 versus 12 matchup. Everyone loves these 12, picking 12s in their brackets to upset 5s because of the trends. I was absolutely floored that Wisconsin opened as an underdog to Oregon. There's a lot of recency bias built in there. The Ducks have been on a tear as of late. But either way, the line is being corrected a bit. Wisconsin's favored now, minus 2. I think that number is still short. I like Wisconsin quite a bit. it's become pretty public knowledge that teams with bad free throw percentages, they don't fare well in the tournament. So that's the big knock on Wisconsin right now. They can't shoot free throws. But aside from that, they have a huge edge over Oregon everywhere. Both teams are solid defensively. Both struggle to create their own shots. The difference is that Oregon played one top 25 team all season long. That was Houston. They lost to them earlier in the year. Wisconsin's been playing top 25 teams for the past 2 months. The Big Ten is absolutely stacked. I think this is a case where if you look at the two teams, you'll see pretty even stats, but they're very, very misleading because of the quality of competition. I like Wisconsin -2 against Oregon.
All right, and give us one more tournament game.
Okay, tomorrow as well. Kansas State is laying 4.5 points against UC Irvine. Typically, that would be a very shocking spread for a 4-versus-13 matchup. The reason that it's only 4.5, Dean Wade is out for Kansas State. Is that going to hurt them? Absolutely. But losing a 6'10 big man against a team like UC Irvine, whose average height as a team is only 6'4", the tallest player in the rotation is 6'10", it's not going to hurt them that much. The impact would be much greater if they were playing a team that is big, and UC Irvine isn't big. And you look at UC Irvine this year, they only played three teams that I have ranked inside the top 100 in college hoops. Those three games against Toledo, Utah State, and Butler, they lost by an average of 15.5 points per game in those three games. I don't like their chances playing against the fourth-ranked defense in the country. I'm going to lay the 4.5 points with Kansas State, even without Dean Wade in the lineup.
All right. And then if you have time here, Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, quickly give us three random picks for the weekend that you always do, but anything. It doesn't have to be tournament games if you don't want.
Yeah, I'm going to go off the board here. I'm going to give a disclaimer because there's not a lot happening this weekend, so I've really had to pick some things that, I mean, I'm throwing money down on them. My actual money is going down on them, but don't expect to win big. Some of these are flyers. So we'll start with the PGA Tour event this week. It's the Valspar Championship. Every now and then I like to make live bets on something that I feel is a great value. Brian Stewart shot 3-under this morning. He's 2 shots back in the league. He's not a good golfer on any course that is good for players that drive the ball well. But he's top 30 on tour in his approach shots and around the green. That's what you need to be successful at this course. He is 100-1 right now. 2 back of the lead on a course that suits his game perfectly. He's probably not going to win. You've got to expect that when you bet someone that's 100-1. But at that price, it's a must bet. He should be more in the 40-1 range. So Brian Stewart as a live bet to win the Valspar Championship this week.
All right, I like that. What else you got?
Euro qualifying this week. So all the big European leagues are on hold because of Euro qualifying. Sunday morning, we have Wales playing host to Slovakia. And there is a big scheduling advantage for Wales this week because Slovakia plays a game tomorrow against Hungary, which is going to be a tough game for them. And then they have a short turnaround to Sunday where they have to travel to play Wales. Wales does not have an early match this week. They're playing at home, fully rested. They're plus 110 to win that game. I think that they are mispriced because the scheduling advantage for them is not built into the price. I'm betting Wales on Sunday morning against Slovakia.
I don't need to hear that twice. And give me your final one, Rob.
Okay, finally, we're gonna dip into some NASCAR action on Sunday afternoon. It's the STP 500 this week at Martinsville. The reality is that no one wants to bet against Kyle Busch at this track. His last four races there, he's got 4 top 10. He's led for almost 30% of the total laps. He's going to be tough to beat this week, and that's why he's such an overwhelming favorite. But because he's such a big favorite, no one wants to bet against him. There's some value on other drivers. So I took a piece of Denny Hamlin at 11-1. This hasn't been the best track for him in the past, but I think he's overpriced. I would have expected to see him in the 8-1 range. And I also really like Martin Truex this week. I haven't bet him yet. He's 6-1. I'm looking for a 7-1 or better, but I will probably settle for 6-1 if that's all that's left. Truex is very good at this track. I hate saying that a driver is due, but I'm going to say it here because he's doing everything but winning. I think he has a good shot this week. So I'm going to take a couple flyers on Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex in the STP 500.
I mean, if you do not like the gambling advice that you just got, and you need to have your head checked because we have covered the gamut here with Rob Pizzola. Nothing on the Panthers tonight, but tonight he does like St. Mary's plus the points against Villanova. tomorrow. He likes Wisconsin laying the points and Kansas State laying the points. And then, of course, in the Valspar Championship, PGA, Brian Stewart, you can take a little flyer on him at 100-1. In the Euro qualifying Sunday morning, take Wales over Slovakia, but I think we all felt that way. And Sunday, the STP 500, maybe take a little dipsy-do on Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex. I mean, Rob, God bless you, and God bless Canada.
I'm going to give my disclaimer once more. Please, especially with like the 100-1 shot and the NASCAR picks, don't go nuts. These are lunch money bets. You're probably going to lose them. I don't care if I lose them. I just feel that there's value in them. And if I keep playing them over time, I will win one and it will make up for it. So just don't go crazy with it. But I do feel there's some strong value there.
Rob Pizzola, follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Again, we don't pay him to come on. He doesn't pay us to come on. We just enjoy the conversation. Thank you, Rob. Enjoy the tournament.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy Hooters this week.
Yeah, we definitely are.
Bye,
Rob
loser.
Pizzola there. Bye, loser. He slammed your head against the curb,
buddy. Out of nowhere, man.
I mean,
I didn't do anything
to him. Nowhere. That was the heel turn that you don't see coming.
He hit him, man.
Hey, he hit him. That was crazy.
What did you say to him? I was disrespectful?
I was so pleasant with him on the phone. He was pleasant with me.
I'll tell you, he took you out at the knees,
bro.
That
was a sucker punch.
That was crazy. He sucker punched you.
Don't you believe it, though?
You know, you're supposed to – oh, totally. Yeah. You're supposed to tease, you know, in radio the next segment. Unfortunately, there's no way we can top that previous segment. So if you tune in for the next segment, it'll be something worse. Radio.com. Gates, those who fake, they break. We weren't in any rush to get back there because I told you I don't have anything good planned for this segment. So I thought I'd let the music play for a while.
Honesty's awesome.
Our friend Lee Sterling is here. He was just leaving. He's a professional gambler as well, and he was telling us Florida. What time is that Florida game?
6:50, I believe.
6:50. I think we're going to bet that, Laro. You want to be in on that?
Yes, sir.
All right. There you go. Crowder's Florida Gators. I don't even know who they're playing tonight.
Nevada.
Playing? 2 units?
Give me 2 units.
2 units?
Look at you.
Holy moly. 2 units. We're at Hooters on Coral Way watching all the tournament games. Every TV is turned to a tournament game. And if you do a 360 in this place, it is covered, man. It is. And it's a gorgeous day out. They've got the patio doors open. It's really nice. And then tomorrow.
I don't come down here that often, but we need to start, man. I'm going to tell my wife.
I would have no arguments. I would have no arguments. Tomorrow we'll be at the Hooters in Hialeah, Valero's home city.
Yeah.
We will do the show there from 2 till 6.
Well, my home city is unincorporated Miami-Dade, but I'm right next to Hialeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Hialeah. Yeah. Somebody tweeted, by the way, I retweeted it, a Photoshop of me, Crowder and Valero as Hooters girls, and there are a bunch of people tweeting that it is disturbing and creepy, although somebody now says Crowder does have an amazing rack. So
I would say I'm the finest girl in there. If you look at that picture, I look the best.
I don't know.
No, I do. No.
Valero looks like he's fun in the sack.
Little knee up, turn. Yeah, you're right.
He really does, man.
Valero looks a little spicy.
You look like a party, Valero.
I don't know if I should take that as a compliment, man.
That is a compliment.
That's a compliment, I think.
Really?
Robert Kraft would take a look at him.
Robert Kraft would take just about anything.
But isn't that a compliment? If you look at dude, be like, man, you'd be a
absolutely,
fine woman.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
That means you're cute.
I don't know.
We're at Hooters. We're watching all the tournament games. Omar Kelly's going to join us in like 30 minutes. We'll talk some Dolphins with him. What do you think about this? I saw on ESPN they had written a little story. Free agency, NFL free agency in 2020. So, because that's what the Dolphins are looking at. I started to have this thought in my head that maybe they're not necessarily set on drafting the quarterback of the future. Maybe they're interested in finding the quarterback of the future come 2020 free agency. Russell Wilson, he's a free agent in 2020. Phillip Rivers is, but he's too old.
Yeah.
and Tom Brady is. Now, hear me out. Hear me out.
I got you.
Brian Flores, great relationship with Tom Brady.
They're 15 years.
Tom Brady's relationship with Bill Belichick, I think, is fractured at this point. And certainly there's all the negative publicity with Robert Kraft and the Wild Orchid Day Spa or whatever it's called. Is there the possibility that in 2020, Tom Brady lines up behind center for the Miami Dolphins as your best free agent acquisition in the history of the game?
Is there a possibility? I think there's no way in the hell. If he was interested, I would give up a first-round draft pick to have Brady for 2 or 3 years.
Even at that age, right?
Bro, think about what was happening.
How old will he be next year, Valero?
42.
42?
And he's 41 now.
Valero, look up how old Tom Brady is.
He's 41 right now. He'll be 42 by the season starts, so it'll be 43.
I mean, you'd give up a number one. You would give up a number one pick for a 42 or 43-year-old Tom Brady for a couple of years.
You know what? It's not a flat-out no. As I think about it, what's going on, I can't just say yes.
I would do it.
A first round, knowing he's going to give you 2 years. 2 years of Brady, would you give up first-round draft?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
2 years?
And I think
a 43 and 44-year-old Brady?
And I think that would be an unbelievable, you know, I'm here from Brian Flores. I mean, listen, is it going to happen? Probably not. But it did jump out at me. I'm telling you, I saw Russell Wilson, and I thought to myself, you know what? That's not the worst idea in the world, is to go after a quarterback in free agency. But then I was looking at Tom Brady, and I'm like, man, if Brady is still having issue, almost like LeBron or D-Wade leaving their teams, you know, like, Brady played all my career here. I don't feel as if they appreciate me as much as they should. I'm going to show the fans that it wasn't Bill Belichick, it was me. And you've got a couple years to do that while doing it in Miami, which, you know, you'd have a good time down here, even with Giselle.
Yeah.
So I could see it happening. I'm just telling you. It jumped out at me.
And people, the argument, who is it? Is it Belichick or Brady? Like, who's more important to the cog? Who is more important to the Patriots, to this dynasty? Do you think either one of them really want to see? Do you think Bill Belichick wants to coach without Tom, or Tom play? Because it's a funny thing, and this is the one where Bill Belichick wants the best quarterback in the world. But the other direction, people would be like, yeah, Tom Brady would go ball anywhere he plays. And I always have a problem with that. Tom Brady is great. He's the best quarterback of all time in my mind. But he has Bill Belichick behind him. It makes it a lot easier to be the best of all time with Bill Belichick backing you up.
Right. But I think what happens when you get to be anything considered great on any level, you think it's about you.
Yeah.
You don't think it's about the pieces around you. I think that Tom Brady believes he could have accomplished whatever he's accomplished without Bill Belichick. I believe Bill Belichick believes he could have accomplished whatever he's accomplished without Tom Brady. Like, I just think when you're up to that level of greatness, you start to believe it's me. It's me. You saw it with LeBron this year. LeBron is a big believer in, I can make anything successful wherever I go. He got fed a lesson in Los Angeles that he's never had to experience before.
Do you think, because I believe it happened, Bill Belichick or Brady, or both, if they split up, they would both have the same wake-up call LeBron had in L.A. Where, Bill, you're a great coach. You're a very, very good, you know, above-average coach. You're great with Brady. Brady, you're an extremely good quarterback. You're awesome when you have Belichick behind you. I think they would both get taught a lesson, a little humility, if they were to split up.
What's wrong with you guys? Don't you have anything to talk about? You want to talk about Tom Brady coming to the Dolphins? What's wrong with you two? You're the one listening, sir. I'm not texting about it.
Building through free agency. I got stuck there. Russell Wilson, I love him, but I don't think Russell's the way to go.
Well, if you don't get, and I guess you'd have to make the decision before you got them. I know Drew Locke, someone who texted him, was his pro day today. I saw Todd McShay on ESPN this morning. He said the Dolphins are going to take Drew Locke with the 13th pick.
Really?
Yeah.
It might be. Was that – you brought it up where you get a quarterback this year, see what happens, get one next year. You just keep swinging away.
Well, you could take Drew Locke. You don't play him. And then you have Ryan Fitzpatrick playing. You've got a good quarterback there, and it's a first-round pick. But then if you're really, really bad and you're able to get a Tua or a Herbert or whatnot, you're kind of in the Arizona situation where you've got an asset to trade.
But then
like Josh Rosen.
They're not going to get one back for Josh. Or if we spend number 13 on Drew, I don't think we're getting a one.
But
back
if you get
Drew.
If you get Tua, you don't care.
You just,
you know what I mean? You don't care. That's I mean, that's the ultimate goal.
It's what Arizona's doing.
Yep.
Where they're eating the first round last year, the number 10 pick for Rosen, saying we're getting Kyler Murray.
Right.
Hell, okay. Rosen, we won't
forget that we whiffed on that. Kyler Murray's as good as we think he's going to be.
Do they feel like they whiffed on Rosen, or they have a better option? It's like if you're
That's a good point. Yep.
But you have an amazing walk up.
You didn't whiff. You just improved.
You improved. You have a better option. So we're going to move on. Yeah, we might get a lesser asset for him than we spent, but we have this better piece. We have a better quarterback. It's not the craziest thought in the world. My whole thing is if you have to keep swinging that many times to hit a quarterback, you need to fire the person with the bat.
Well, we've had a lot of people with a lot of bats over the last 20, 25 years. Chris, I don't think any of them are here any longer.
Chris Greer's holding this bat. If he needs four swings to hit this home run on quarterback, he shouldn't have had the bat. He shouldn't have been the one swinging.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We're at the Hooters on Coral Way. We are having a good afternoon. I'm not lying. You can see pictures on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, or some video I posted on the 560 WQAM Instagram page. And we will be here till 6 o'clock watching the games, having fun, eating some wings, and talking a little sports and whatever else we do to keep us occupied until 6 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Omar Kelly is going to join us. We'll find out what's going on with the Miami Dolphins when he does. Radio.com. Radio.com. LL. 3 o'clock hour brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Looking at any of the anything interesting going on right now?
Florida State took the lead, 50 to 45.
Yeah, I see that. Florida State, yeah, FSU's up 50-45 with 9 minutes to go.
Auburn is up by one over New Mexico State. That's a 5-12 with 5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why can't you, when people come up to say hello to us while we're doing the show, but why can't you, I shook his hand and I'm doing the radio show. Why do you have to blurt out a yes, sir?
Because then that's when he talks to me, I want to talk back to him. I try to make people feel comfortable.
But he knows that we're doing a radio show. He silently wanted to give us both a handshake. We were doing that. Why'd you?
It's natural.
Like, did you notice that, Valero? Like, it was just like a.
Yeah, he just said,
yes, sir.
It's a tick.
It's so weird.
We've talked about this,
guys.
I have my answers loaded when people walk up to me. I have my everything I'm going to say to you. If somebody listening walks up to me today, comes out to us, I already know what I'm going to say to you before you speak to me.
But he didn't say anything.
That's the problem. But I had something in my it was in the holster home.
He was silently shaking our hand. He was actually being one of the polite radio listeners that goes, oh, I see that they're on the air. I'm not going to bother them. I'm just going to give them a little love there, a little handshake. Some people come up and they see you talking in the headphones. They're like, hey, what guy's station are you? Which one's Curtis? Which one's Perk? And he was being polite. You were the one that blurted out. What'd you say?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir answers so many questions, and it just responds
but
great
no question
to everything.
Was asked.
Even if you say, hey, guys, you have a great show. Hey, I listen to y'all all the time.
But
yes,
again,
sir. Yes,
again,
sir.
Again,
yes, sir.
It was not said. No one said anything.
But I knew what he was saying. I could tell by his smile.
Miami Open is one of the premier tennis events featuring the best players from around the world. It's got its new home at Hard Rock Stadium. It's going on. Everybody's raving about it. It provides just an incredible experience for if you're a huge tennis fan or a casual tennis fan. If you want info, you can go to MiamiOpen.com, MiamiOpen.com. So have there been any upsets today, Valero? You said Louisville. So what was Louisville ranked?
7, and they lost to 10. Minnesota was 10.
Any other upsets there, Valero?
No.
People's brackets are still intact. There's been no
I'm 2 for 2 right now, man.
You're 2 for 2?
Yep.
Look at you, buddy.
Auburn up by 2 on New Mexico State with 1.1 seconds left in the game.
We got some stuff today now.
Things are happening. So we're going to bet Florida, I guess. Yes. We're going to bet Florida on the advice of Lee Sterling, who was here at Hooters with us. And we're 1-0 so far in the tournament because we had Fairleigh Dickinson on Tuesday night. So
that's our big run.
This is where we make our stand.
We've heard – how many times have we heard that, Laro?
This is where we make our stand, Laro.
Probably about 80 billion times.
This is where we make our stand, man. Hold on. Somebody's at the door.
5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want to hear that again. Hold on. This is
Five seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm going to set this up. We're doing the show here. We're at Hooters on Coral Way. And we're just in a booth. Lee Sterling came by, and he's like, oh, I thought you guys would be on, like, some sort of riser or something. We're literally in a booth.
Look like we're on a date.
We look like, Tree with his screens in front of him and all the wires on the table here. It looks like we are planning something dastardly. Like, if you walked into there, we don't have a sign up.
Mm-mm.
Right? Now, they do outside, but the way that we're set up, we are literally in a booth. I'll Instagram out a picture of it. I'll Instagram it out. It's Radio Mark Hochman on Instagram, or I'll put it on 560 WQAM on Instagram. But it's literally a booth with a whole bunch of radio equipment on it. But we're ordering, waitress comes up to us. Like, there's nothing spectacular about this particular on-site broadcast.
Damn, these guys make their podcast serious.
That's what it looks like.
It looks like a couple buddies.
A couple guys, and we're just gonna, lay down a podcast here while we're at Hooters. So while we're doing the show, people recognize, that's Crowder, and blah blah blah. So this guy walks up. We were in the middle of this segment. A guy walked up. He realized we were on the air. So unlike a lot of people, again, who will interrupt you.
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
And headphones on. What are you, like, hello? But anyway, this guy was real nice. He casually shook your hand,
Turned
to me, shook my hand. We're doing a show, and Crowder had to blurt something out, and he didn't even realize he did it.
5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. So you were reacting to Falero when he said 5 seconds left.
Yep.
But then the yes, sir just kind of.
It falls out.
It just came out. It was like a. it was like. What is it when you pass gas, but accidentally.
Involuntary.
there's a term for it.
I don't know. But, can we say that on air?
No, I'm not that term.
Oh, okay.
There's like a saying. There's a saying. But regardless, it just kind of snuck past.
Snuck past the log or something.
Snuck past, yeah.
You just guessed wrong, that's all.
It's snuck past. You guessed wrong.
It's rude not to speak when people speak to you.
He didn't speak to you. That's what I keep telling you.
He acknowledged
did not speak
me.
To you. No, he acknowledged me, too. He knew that we were doing a radio show. You didn't have to say, yes, sir.
Yeah,
no
yes,
one
sir.
Knew what was going
Five
on.
5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He has that story for the rest of his life.
He does? He's got a story?
That's his story.
I have a story. I don't know if he has a story.
Rest of his life.
Yes, sir. What? He's got a story. He's telling his friends. I don't know. I was shaking their hands. He mumbled something about, yes, sir. I didn't really even
Five
ask
seconds
him anything.
Left.
Oh, yes, sir.
Almost sounds like he handed you his valet ticket, and you're like, okay, yes, sir. And run and get your car.
Yes,
what
I
happened
do.
There?
If I walk in a place and somebody recognizes me, but they already have their food out, I have to say, oh, what you got there? But I don't wait for an answer. I just keep moving. It's the same thing. If somebody's like, yes, sir.
Oh, what you got there?
Hey, crowd. Hey, what y'all got there? And I just keep walking. That's kind of like my out. Yes, sir is an out.
All right, if you want to see our palatial setup here at the Hooters on Coral Way, I'm going to Instagram it at Radio Mark Hochman. When you hear that radio is the heck was that? When you hear that radio is the lowest rung on the totem pole of show business, you're going to see a visual example of it as we are in a booth with no signage. and Tree. It's the no first, offense, Tree. You look great.
First booth.
It's the first booth.
We got number one.
We got the number one booth.
And Tree.
We got the number one booth. I'll Instagram it at Radio Mark Hockman. Omar Kelly going to talk a little Dolphins with us next.
5 seconds left.
Oh, yes, sir.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.